WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. No one on the College Station School Board expressed an interest in asking voters this November to build a new indoor pool without outside assistance.
It reminds me of the guy that's buying a $30 million yacht, and he asked how much it costs to run it per hour. If you're worried about the cost per hour, don't buy the yacht.
Garland Watson was referring to the more than $200,000 deficit the district pays each year to run the current natatorium. Paul Dorsett was among those who saw the benefit to the community but questioned school district voters paying for the $30 million facility, then operating it at an annual deficit.
Well, that's a whole other school and a half. And that impacts 650 students at one school, potentially. And I go, $200,000, that's a handful of teachers or sure. Aides.
Trustees will learn more tonight what interest the city council has in the natatorium. In the meantime, the school board will be asked next week to take final action on what could be two bond issues. One might be the natatorium by itself, and the other is more than $83 million covering new construction and remodeling buildings, among other things, which you can read online at WTAW.com. This morning, the A&M System Board of Regents will try again to approve nearly $4 billion of budgets for the fiscal year of all its universities and agencies that begins September 1st.
The Regents conference call follows tabling the budget last Thursday. That's after the suggestion that 5% of each organization's spending remain with the chancellor. And John Sharp was asked last Thursday what he thought about having $200 million at his disposal.
I would suspect that if you did it, that you can do it without the money going to the chancellor. I mean, you can have the universities set aside, create a pool over there, and then have another meeting and decide what you want to do with the pool. There's no reason to go here. I don't tell presidents how to spend their money. I help them get the budget, and then their administrators and they know how to do it.
Sharp also told the Regents he doesn't want to return money to the state or agencies who have given research funds. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
No one was injured during two separate house fires in College Station over the weekend. Information Officer Bart Humphreys says a garage caught fire Friday evening at a home on Marta Street near Edelweiss Estates.
The homeowner had been cooking in preparation for a large party and had been using a propane-fired cooker in the garage, and unfortunately that set some combustibles on fire.
Humphrey says plywood-like material that had been set up as a grease guard ignited, and he reminds homeowners to use grills outside at least 3 feet away from any flammable material. Then, on Sunday evening, a house behind City Hall caught fire on Foster Avenue due to an outside outlet being incorrectly grounded. No one was injured, but the power had to be cut and there was minor smoke damage. While high temperatures have dropped below 100, it's still too hot for animals to be inside parked in locked vehicles. College Station Policeman Phil Dorsett says they have saved some dogs recently.
Speaking with our animal control officers, we've had quite a few instances lately as the temperatures are climbing every day of people leaving their animals in their vehicles unattended. And, you know, oftentimes someone will think, oh, I'm just going to run in this store for 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'll be right back out. I know what I'm going to get, and I know where I need to go. You know, my pet can wait in the car for just a couple minutes, and then you'll get stuck in line, or there'll be a problem with the, you know, credit card machine, fill in the blank.
Dorsett says it's a Class C misdemeanor when you leave an animal inside a vehicle longer than 5 minutes when the outdoor temperature is 85 degrees or warmer. A&M student move-in weekend is approaching, and that includes two high-rise complexes in Northgate.
We work real closely with the Stack and the Rise regarding their move-in plans, and I think we have a good plan for that. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be congested, but yeah, all those additional folks create challenges.
Lance Sims with the City of College Station says the plans include traffic movement.
Church Street, which is immediately adjacent to the Rise, has been completely reconstructed as part of that. It's kind of a partnership there. So traffic should move a little better along Church Street, but ultimately there will be another connection that goes out from the newly reconstructed church out to South College.
And during Aggie Home football weekends, College Station Police will be working with the university to handle the additional traffic and parking issues. Some Austin lawyers are undergoing training to learn how to defend students ticketed in school.
About 30 attorneys showed up for the training offered by the Austin Lawyers Guild to fight what the group calls the school-to-prison pipeline. Guild attorney Brian McGivern says school discipline has turned criminal for things that used to mean detention.
They put children in a position where they think they've got something that's like a traffic ticket. And if they pay the fine, it'll go away. When in reality, when they pay a fine, they unknowingly plead guilty to in charge like, you know, disorderly conduct. And when they do that, they're in an adult court.
McGivern says that means the charge stays on their record permanently and will show up when they apply for college, an apartment, or even a job. He says last year, Texas schools wrote over 300,000 non-traffic tickets to students. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTOW News Time is 7:14 at 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTOW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirnem and Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirnem has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirnem Flooring. Zwirnem Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnem Flooring today.
It's Texas, it's August, and it's hot. But Rattlers has got some great specials to cool you down. Nestle Pure Life bottled water, 20 packs, just $3.99. 50 cents off all Chex Mix through the end of August, and fully loaded nachos are only 99 cents. Wash down that great food with an ice-cold 18-pack of Bud, Miller & Coors family of beers for only $14.99. Keep cool this August at any of your Rattlers stores. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans.
It's 7:15, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give them a call. The number is 268-1162.
High pressure remains anchored over the Gulf of Mexico. We continue to have a very warm forecast, and that'll stay in place through at least Thursday. Mostly sunny for today with temperatures approaching 100. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Of sunshine on Wednesday, maybe an isolated afternoon storm, 95 to 100. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Partly sunny Thursday, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW
really?
Sports.
Did I sneak up on you, did I?
No, I was talking.
Yeah, there wasn't actually really that big of a gap.
Okay.
It was like a breath gap.
Breath gap. You're on.
Thank you. A&M football started 2-a-days yesterday. Outside the Lines is reporting more autograph signings by Manziel, and the Bombers are in the TCL playoffs. All that and more with sports at 7:50.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, anyway, looking outside, don't see anything that looks like we're going to have any rain today. You know, we missed it. We had a record, right? 2 days going. Rain.
Of rain?
In some places. But anyhow, not yesterday, and apparently not today. But tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's like that Annie song, right? The rain will be here tomorrow?
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I never thought I would hear Scott DeLucia quoting Annie.
Yeah, not too often.
Should we buy you a little curly red wig?
Wouldn't you tap dance
on the table in there?
Really not one of my favorite Broadway plays.
Just threw up in my mouth a little bit thinking about that.
So last week, the Washington State Supreme Court justices voted almost unanimously in favor of allowing a drunk driver who crashed into a power pole and permanently disfigured her passenger to sue the local power company.
I saw that.
I mean, and this is kind of interesting. Jennifer Wilbur.
They put this pole in my way.
Driving with twice the legal blood alcohol content, that'd be a .14 she blew, crashed into this pole and damaged passenger Nathan Lohman's right arm. She pled guilty to vehicular assault and had a negligence claim filed against her by her passenger. So far, so good. But then the passenger, who, by the way, knew that Jennifer was drunk when she got in her car, also filed a claim against the Puget Sound Energy and Skagit County, saying that the pole that she hit wasn't far enough away from the road, as it should have been. There's supposed to be a 10-foot free clear zone, but the pole was only 4.4 feet from the road's edge. So in their 8-1 ruling, the judges reversed an earlier ruling by a trial court and said that, in fact, because the pole was there, that it caused the injury. So I don't know.
I think a woman having two times the legal limit caused the injury.
Well, but let's...
What's wrong with this country?
All right, but just a minute. Let's take that out of the equation, okay? Let's say that she's a squirrel hugger, okay? And a squirrel runs across the road, and she swerves to miss the squirrel. The pole is still where it shouldn't be. So the cause of her to hit the pole is what we're talking about here.
She's
not a squirrel hugger.
She's a drunkard.
But listen, if you take that out of the equation, and again, she was convicted of that, it's the idea of the pole not being in the right place.
Well, did that ever happen before with the squirrel hugger?
I have no idea, but what I'm saying is that's the situation. If you take, and again, she was convicted of the vehicular problem, but because the pole was not placed in the right spot, that's why they can sue the power company.
It just sounds kind of BS-y to me.
Yeah, well, but do you see the point?
I saw it from the beginning. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with you.
Well, that's why if you're
it's
on
still
the
her fault.
If you get to be on a jury for that, then there you go.
That's like the kids that beat up the other kid on the bus.
Uh-huh.
And the bus driver saying, oh, it's against the rules.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, were Jim Crow rules right? Mm. Rules are not always right, you know? Just because it is nailed down in a rule.
Oh.
Let's have some common sense.
Okay.
I mean,
hello.
Oh, no, that's silly.
You know, if we take the fact that I'm 5'10 out of the equation, I could have played in the NBA.
Was it if ifs and buts were candy and nuts? It'd be Christmas
right.
all year long.
We'd all have a Merry Christmas, exactly. So, let's say that you're arrested and issued a citation for drinking in public. The best way to get home from the police station, probably to take a cab, right?
Or something along those lines.
Something like that. Or if you're short of cash, you could call a friend or you could take a bus. But probably what you shouldn't do is what a 33-year-old Arizona man learned last weekend. He stole an ambulance that was parked in front of the police station from which he had just been released. Now, in Chandler, Arizona, on Sunday morning, Cesar Garza was arrested for drinking a beer inside the grocery store.
You can't even wait to get outside?
Can't even wait. Taken to the police station, issued the citation and released. So far, so good. Then he spotted the ambulance outside. So he stole it, which, by the way, was empty, fortunately, and parked in front of the station. Yeah, there was an unrelated call. And he drove off. Police officers found the van, obviously, by tracing its GPS. But when officers attempted to stop him, he refused to stop and, of course, drove to his house. Made it home. The police arrested him there for the second time that day.
The second time?
That's right. You're back to the police station, buddy. Nice job. Glad to hear you're doing that.
Wow.
Now, it's 7:21. A federal judge has ruled that New York's NYPD's infamous stop and frisk practice is violating the constitutional rights of tens of thousands of New Yorkers, but didn't order the NYPD to end the policy immediately. Instead, the federal judge appointed an outside attorney to oversee reforms to the policy that would bring it in line with the Fourth Amendment, which protects against unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. He also found violations with the 14th Amendment. The Supreme Court has long recognized the right of police officers to briefly stop and investigate people who they see as behaving suspiciously. But the judge found that the New York police had overstepped their authority, saying 88% of the stop and frisk targets were released without so much as a ticket being issued. Now, obviously, the police commissioner not happy about that. Ray Kelly recently ran an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, noted that the stop and frisk resulted in the removal of almost 800 weapons last year. So, and again, in crime-prone neighborhoods. So, is that a bad thing to do?
The question is, does being in a crime-prone neighborhood give it a probable cause?
Well, the probable cause is their behavior. That's the reason that they stop them, because they're behaving suspiciously. And again, that's this federal judge says that's an overstepping. So we'll see how that all works out. But again, you decide it right there at the courthouse. Coming up in the next half hour, things that make you ugly caused by your cell phone. Your cell phone is making you look ugly. So got that. And also the closest thing to a college student bucket list you might be able to find. I mean, you're a little young to be doing the bucket list thing, but nonetheless, there is a...
Are you saying I'm a little young to do a bucket list?
I'm saying, well, yeah, a bucket list for college students.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, just not as you get toward the end of your life, but I mean, already on your list some things that you can get done. And in fact, probably finish those things off by the time you're out of college if you really, really want to. So... Well, maybe those are just goals. Shall we say goals? Well, it has to do with bars, so I don't know if we should necessarily call it that.
You've probably noticed that your home and auto premiums have been increasing. Hi, this is Andy Nguyen, and at Beal & Nguyen Insurance, we would love to help you save some money. Being an independent agency means that we have multiple carriers to shop in order to find you the best coverage and price. Our staff is ready to help you make sure that your biggest investments are secure. Since 1946, our family-owned agency has been serving the Brazos Valley and beyond. Call us today at 268-1500. Or visit us at BealInsurance.com. Beal & Nguyen Insurance, since 1946.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? You often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers has been helping the Brazos Valley with hearing solutions for over 50 years. If you're concerned about your hearing, schedule a free hearing test at Audible Hearing Centers. Call 779-3070. Find out if a hearing aid is right for you with a free hearing test. Call 779-3070 or visit audiblehearing.com.
Good morning. It's 724. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, the world's best roof. Call them a 268 roof. More of the same, that means high temperatures over 100. Heat index today, probably about a 103 or so. Low temperature tonight, going to be 76. Tomorrow, we're over 100. We do have a slight chance of showers at 20 or 30%. And not quite so warm on Thursday. About 94 is what they're telling as far as a high. And gosh, actually, Friday night, it's supposed to be semi-pleasant at 71. We'll see. We're not there yet. Right now, winds are out of the southwest at 3.96% relative humidity. We have some clouds out there, and it's 77 degrees.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center, and I want to thank you for voting us Best Vein Center again by both the Eagles Reader's Choice and Best of the Brazos. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call 696-VEIN for an appointment or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Friday, AP ran a story with this headline: Dolphins can problem solve like humans. Sure they can, if by problem solve you mean they can spin around in the water. Here's the latest dolphin breakthrough study from Animal Cognition, one of my favorite journals. Trainers at the Dolphin Research Center in the Florida Keys blindfolded a bottlenose dolphin named Tanner by placing latex suction cups on his eyes. Then the dolphin was instructed to mimic the trainer as he'd been taught to do. The trainer spun in the water, and Tanner spun around in the water. And the trainer bobbed up and down and blew bubbles underwater, and Tanner copied flawlessly. The researchers were ecstatic. "He outsmarted us," said Dr. Kelly Yacola, the director of the center. "This proves that when a dolphin has one of its senses blocked, it can use other senses exactly like humans." The other sense that Tanner used was echolocation, the squeals and the clicks that you remember Flipper making. Dolphins bounce sound off of objects around them so they can figure out what's going on. That's not news. But no one figured they'd do it when wearing eye cups. Dr. Yacola explained, "A huge challenge. Dolphins must decide when to use echolocation, and that's problem solving. Further testing is needed to see if other dolphins can imitate as well as Tanner. But we have no reason to believe that this dolphin was just an Einstein dolphin. We think they're all Einstein dolphins. Yeah, well, show me the hospital."
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two unrelated house fires in College Station left smoke damage but injured no one. Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says Sunday evening in the area behind City Hall, an electrical problem caught the inside of a wall on fire on Foster Avenue.
any exterior outlets should be rated for exterior use, meaning that they're insulated from moisture and all that kind of stuff. And any of those outside electrical outlets need to be on a ground fault circuit interrupter, GFCI circuit.
Humphreys says those precautions will cause a circuit breaker to shut off a problem area to prevent a fire like this one. Another home caught on fire Friday evening near Edelweiss Estates on Marta Street when a homeowner used a propane grill inside of the garage. What the A&M System Board of Regents didn't get done last Thursday, they'll try to do this morning.
The Regents delayed action on nearly $4 billion of budgets that start September 1st for the system's 11 universities, 7 agencies, and 2 service units. Chancellor John Sharp was asked about the idea of holding back 5% from each organization and let him decide how to spend the $200 million.
I would prefer, I'm better at doing budgets and you telling me what you're going to do and at the end of it. My only concern is, however you style this, don't make me give money back to the state. I mean, we just spent a lot of time getting it. And so I don't want that to happen. I don't want to give money back to the National Science Foundation that we get in research.
The Regents will meet via conference call attempting to resolve the division between at least 2 veteran members who support the 5% holdback and 2 new members who don't. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station school board members will learn tonight from the City Council if there's any interest in building and operating a new indoor pool. From a workshop last night, the school board has no interest of being the primary player.
We got out of the pool business years ago and asked the city to run our facility for us. I really think the need should be coming from the other side, and they should be coming to the school district saying, you could use this 10 to 20% of the time. Would you be interested in partnering with us?
Randall Pitcock was part of the board majority who said they could not justify adding $30 million of debt when the school district has 25% of the usage. Carol Barrett added she's lost sleep for the last 2 years, laying off employees.
We've made the painful cuts that we've made, and we still come up with a deficit budget, and you're asking to add to that on top. It boggles my mind.
There was no vocal opposition to more than $83 million of proposed projects that include upgrades to safety, technology, and transportation, along with new construction and deferred maintenance. Online at WTAW.com, you can read an update list. The CSISD board is scheduled to vote on what they want in November's bond issue next week. Those who park in Northgate for A&M home football games, get ready to pay more. Lance Sims with the City of College Station says it applies to the garage, surface parking lots, and more than 100 parking meters.
We tried to focus really on the peak times and the special events time when, frankly, people are going to be in Northgate and try to minimize the impact on the local businesses and establishments.
Other changes in Northgate parking rates start next week, including a couple of price breaks.
Out there, the peak times, as most folks probably know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Northgate. We're offering what we're calling an early bird special at the parking garage. If you'll show up a little early from 8 to 10:30 on those peak nights, we offer reduced cost. It's basically $6 flat fee, and that $6 is going to be good for 12-hour pass.
And in an effort to generate more weekday lunchtime business, Northgate parking on the surface lots and meters will be free from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., again, starting next Monday. That errand you think will only take a couple of minutes ends up taking a lot longer. And when you leave your pet inside a locked vehicle, even with the window cracked, that brings out the authorities.
Next thing you know, we're out there in the parking lot waiting on you to return, and it's been 20 minutes. Or we're having to open up your vehicle to get those animals out to safety because of the heat.
College Station policeman Phil Dorsett says animal control has been called several times recently to save pets from heat stress.
But it's a Class C misdemeanor to leave an animal unattended in a vehicle for more than 5 minutes. If it's 85 degrees or hotter outside.
Dorsett says even with the windows down, temperatures inside parked vehicles can reach 150 degrees. And a Waco daycare owner accused in a baby's death now faces more charges.
Police say Marion Frazier gave 4-month-old Clara Felton a toxic level of Benadryl last March. Frazier was arrested. Now other kids who went to spoiled rotten daycare have tested positive as well for the medication, prompting Frazier's rearrest.
We believe that this daycare owner was administering the Benadryl for the effects of making the children sleep and keeping them on a nap time schedule for her convenience.
Sergeant surgeon Patrick Swanton says it's considered Benadryl is unsafe for children under two. He adds the investigation isn't over. More babies could have been drugged. Frazier is charged with injury to a child causing death and child endangerment. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:38 at 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure in control, so the heat continues. Sunshine, we're headed up to at least 100 degrees today. Clear, warm through the overnight, 75 to 80. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow, 95 to 100 for the afternoon high. Maybe by late tomorrow afternoon, we could see an isolated thunderstorm. Tomorrow night, there's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, lows near 75. Partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, I think he's got a chip on his shoulder right now. He comes to work every day.
Talking about Johnny Manziel, that's Jake Spavital, the offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach for A&M. Two-a-day started yesterday for A&M. We'll get you caught up there, as well as ESPN reporting more Manziel autographing sessions, and the Brazos Valley Bombers are in the championship playoffs. All that more coming up with sports.
That is really exciting.
What's that?
About the Bombers.
Oh, yeah, they keep playing. They keep playing. So is chivalry officially dead? 2/3 of men in a new poll, I don't know how many men it was, but 2/3 of those who they talked to, believe women should pick up the tab or at least pay their own way on a date.
Do these men go on dates very often?
I don't know. I have no idea how they chose these guys. But maybe this is because 84% of the men still pick up the tab. Women,
I thought you were going to ask about opening doors. This
Women, though, are making an effort. Over half say they've offered to pay their share, but a third secretly hope that they will be rejected by that.
Yeah, well, so. I think part of it, too, is if you don't really like him, you don't want him to buy your food because you don't want him to get the idea that...
And do you just go ahead and say that?
Hmm?
I did. No, really, I don't like you. Let me pay for my own meal.
I mean, I've never said that.
I understand.
Specifically,
I know.
But I have said, no, I'll buy it. Like, if you're with someone and they're kind of like... You can tell they like you, but you don't like them, and they want to buy your meal so that it's kind of a thing. But
right,
you are like,
thing.
No, I'm going to buy. Okay. It's okay. I'm ready to pay my food.
Yeah, okay, just to protect yourself. I understand. Okay. All right.
So then you don't owe them anything.
Sure. Believe me, I understand. You're not beholden. Right. Makes sense. All right. So you're looking at yourself in the mirror, and you're going, yeah, what's happened to me? Ladies, it could be your cell phone.
It could be
your cell phone. SheFinds.com says your cell phone makes you ugly in ways you're not even thinking about. First.
Well, great. So now we're going to be thinking about it.
Well,
worried.
No, but that's a good thing because these are probably preventable. Okay? I mean, okay. Isn't that what you want? Is you want some sort of a preventable situation.
All right, get to the meat.
Here we go. Text neck. Constantly looking down at your phone to text and check email will cause your neck skin to become loose and wrinkled.
That's silly. I don't think that's true. I think it can make you get a headache because you're bending your neck weird, but that's the same as working at a desk for too long.
Cell phone acne. Recent studies have shown that cell phones have 18 times more harmful bacteria than the handle of your toilet seat. Of course, who puts their toilet seat on their face?
My gosh.
I'm just saying. This includes staph and E. coli and salmonella and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you are sticking it right on your face, so germs.
Well, don't lick your cell phone.
This one makes sense. Forehead wrinkles. Small fonts on your phone screen cause you to squint. Over time, that could lead to forehead wrinkles.
Huh.
Saggy jaw. Because your head is constantly tilted down when you read your text from your phone as you're driving... I added that part. Over time, jaw lines get saggier. Bloodshot eyes because you're focusing on those little bitty objects on your phone. And melty makeup. The more you talk on your cell phone, the hotter the battery gets, causing your foundation to smear.
This is assuming that women all wear foundation.
But there are a lot of women who do, but nonetheless.
And this is assuming, so why don't any of these laws apply to men except for the makeup one?
Well, I'm not saying that they don't, but it was the idea that SheFinds.com trying to let ladies know. And once again, all these things, well, with the exception of the bloodshot eyes, and acne could cause men to, you know, it doesn't necessarily hurt the virility of their looks. Wrinkled foreheads don't necessarily hurt the virility of a man's
looks.
So
a woman is ugly with wrinkles, but
a man's
okay?
I didn't say that. I said that a man might be more comfortable with that than women might.
Oh.
Earlier this in the show, we were talking about how maybe nonviolent criminals should, in drug offending nonviolent criminals, should not be put in prison.
Okay? According to... Eric Holder.
Eric Holder, the Attorney General of U.S. America, thinks that's someplace where they might want to go. There could be an alternative to that. Let's take a call. Never mind. We won't take a call. So,
people are getting impatient.
Well, you know, they may have been calling for a long time, and I just didn't look over there.
Oh.
When compared to other illicit activities that occur behind bars, smoking pot ranks pretty low on the list of dangerous behavior. In fact, in a recent survey conducted by the International Journal of Drug Policy, it suggests that marijuana consumption could lead to a more peaceful prison environment.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, I don't want to fight right now. I just want a pizza.
Yeah,
DiMaggio had just started doing pot again?
The study, which focused on, of course, Swiss prisons.
well, Swiss people. I mean, they're more calm.
No, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
That would be, dude, I don't want to fight. Just hand me some chocolate.
That's it, man. Exactly. So they did this in Swiss prisons, revealed that about 80% of the prisoners
and 50% of the guards smoke pot. Study shows that participants showed similar opinions on effects of cannabis use, and they're described both at individual and institutional levels as analgesic, calming, self-help that they could go through the prison experience. Are we supposed to make the prison experience enjoyable?
Yes.
Is that it?
Look at Gitmo.
Yeah, let's get loaded up and just enjoy ourselves. It prevents violence. It facilitates sleep. And it is a social pacifier. According to the study, although marijuana is illegal in Switzerland, prison officials turned a blind eye because smoking keeps the prisoners calm and reduces violence.
Spleef up, boys!
That's wonderful. I mean...
Awesome.
Holder's job is, he's got the wrong point of view. He just needs to distribute marijuana to all the prisoners. Then they'll chill, right? And then they won't want to get out, right?
I knew guys in college that would have volunteered to go to prison.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin. Restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
We're often on the lookout for that big opportunity we feel will change the course of our lives. But many times it's the small, seemingly insignificant moments that have the greatest impact. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Cecil Murphy tells how something as simple as a broken heel unexpectedly led to a new life for Betty. Going about her business one day, she stepped into the street and broke the heel of her shoe. She sat there on the curb, nursing her ankle, and noticed a shoe store she must have walked by 100 times. She went inside, and while waiting for her repairs, a man she recognized came into the store. They struck up a conversation, which eventually led to a relationship, and a short while after that, marriage. Someone once said, "Life is what happens while we're busy making other plans." Betty wasn't looking for someone to marry that day, but life interrupted her on her way to somewhere else. A simple, unexpected event like a broken heel opened the door for Betty's whole life to change. How often do we overlook life's smaller moments? We think they're meaningless, too insignificant to really matter. But if we keep ourselves open to moments we haven't planned, we may find life blossoming in ways we couldn't have anticipated. Be attentive, because opportunities might be right there waiting for you. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas Touch. Get 10% off any service over $100. Excludes tires, batteries, and oil. Discount off regular price before tax. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers. It's 7:50. Aggie football started 2-a-days yesterday, and Kevin Sumlin and co-offensive coordinator Jake Spavital met with the media. Coach Sumlin actually got to talk a little bit about this year's depth for a change.
You know, all those young linebackers have a real chance to help us on special teams where we didn't have any depth. You know, last year, Sean Porter and all those Jenkins and Stu, and we got all those guys running down the field on kickoff. We just didn't have any depth. And now we've got some young guys that have talent. We got to figure out how they're going to get mixed.
Coach Spavital was asked about Johnny Manziel and how he was gearing up for this football season.
You know, I think he's got a chip on his shoulder right now. He comes to work every day. You know, I think he's very excited for the season. You know, the thing that I'm most impressed with him right now is he's more focused on the receivers, and he's out there coaching as well. I'm very impressed with how he's handling with coaching the receivers, and he's trying to get things the way he wants it out there.
And at the end of the press conference, Coach Sumlin opened up Saturday's scrimmage. It will be open to the public and is tentatively scheduled for 6 p.m., and you can double-check WTAW.com to find out an updated time if they do change it. According to ESPN's Outside the Lines, Johnny Manziel signed autographs and memorabilia for dealers in two additional sessions, one in South Florida after the national championship game in early January, the other in late January, and this one in Houston. Florida-based autograph dealer Kevin Freistadt backed and helped organize the two additional sessions, and the sessions added to the four other signings reported last week. The NCAA is investigating whether any of the autographs violated NCAA bylaws. Freistadt did not return calls or text messages seeking comment, and Manziel was not available for comment either. The Brazos Valley Bombers opened the Texas Collegiate League Championship Series, scratching out a 4-1 win over the Victoria Generals last night. Bombers pitcher Brandon Easterling threw a complete game, only allowing one run, and was asked how he felt after the game.
You know, everything felt good. You know, bullpen session the other night with Dixon, everything was good. We were working on fine-tuning, and you know, just came out today filling it up, throwing all four pitches, you know, in different counts, and everything felt good. Guys making plays behind me.
Game two is tonight against Victoria in Victoria at 7:05, and if the Bombers win, they are the TCL champions. If not, they'll come back and play Wednesday in Bryan. Aggie Volleyball reported over the weekend, and fans are invited to attend the maroon and white scrimmage for the volleyball team Thursday at Reed. Doors open at 5:15. Play starts at 6:30, and the scrimmage will run for roughly an hour. The SEC announced today agreements with 9 postseason bowls and a new process for assignment of SEC member schools to bowls and games beginning in the 2014 season and extending for 6 years. The new SEC bowl process coincides with the beginning of the new college football playoff that follows the 2014 season as well. The SEC will also participate in the All-State Sugar Bowl and the Discover Orange Bowl in selected years. You can see a full list of the bowl and the selection process all posted on our website at WTAW.com. Yu Darvish flirted with a no-hitter until the 8th inning, and then this happened.
Delivery by Darvish. Fastball, that's hammered, deep to right field. Going back is Rios at the wall. That's gone. 5 rows into the seats. Carlos Corporan breaks up the shutout and the no-hitter. 2-1 Rangers.
And that's where it finished, 2-1. The Rangers kept their one-game lead over second-place Oakland in the American League West. Darvish struck out a career-high 15 over 8 innings, walking just 1. Here's Ron Washington on Darvish's performance.
You know, he had just as good a stuff as he had the second game of the season here, you know, and they found a way to break it up and put a run on the board.
The Athletics did keep pace. They beat Toronto 5-1. Dallas Cowboy offensive lineman Darian Weems has been sidelined after dropping 325 pounds on his chest while lifting weights. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett says Weems wasn't seriously injured and should return to practice soon, but the Cowboys are still having injury troubles at camp this year.
And, you know, the big thing from our training staff standpoint is just to get those guys as healthy as quickly as possible, give them some chances here in the preseason. But in the meantime, you give other guys a chance to show what they can do.
In Texans camp news, the Philadelphia Eagles acquired wide receiver Jeff Maul from Houston and offensive lineman Nate Menken. Maul appeared in 3 games for the Texans in 2011 and spent last year on the practice squad. Menken originally signed with the Texans as an undrafted free agent, and he was claimed off the waiver wire by the Eagles last year. And finally, Mean Green is at it again. The North Texas team will wear throwback uniforms for the opener of its 100th season. The dark green jersey is like the one Mean Joe Green wore back in the 60s, and the school used from 01 to 04 when UNT won 4 Sun Belt Conference titles and went to 4 bowl games. The white helmets are throwbacks from the 1950s on through 1967. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers, Texas made and Texas proud. For more, go to BESCOJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Brett Edmondson of Besco has been making custom jewelry in the Brazos Valley for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to be your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece to mark life's special milestones. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click BescoJewelers.com.
Business owners, Suddenlink has solutions for you. Keep your bottom line under control. Don't get any surprises when you open up your phone bill. And you get faster internet service than you have right now. And, you know, you can save up to 30% as opposed to the phone company bill. But there's also the convenience of one call, one bill, one company. It's just that easy. Plus, there's live local customer service to keep you up and online. So make the switch to Suddenlink Business, and you'll connect to unlimited possibilities. Now, there's a special phone number for you to call. You call Chad Cowan at 979-595-2413. He can provide you with just the right business solution for you right now. And new customers get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month, plus business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 a month. So expand your business, and you get to keep the equipment you've already purchased. You get to keep your phone number. Now, start by making the call. Have your bill in front of you so you can make the comparison. Call Chad Cowan at Suddenlink Business at 595-2413.
According to the internet, not everyone loves what they drive. And at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, we want to fix that. For example, at Casey Jackson tweeted, "Oh, it's cool. It's not like I had plans or anything. Hashtag stupid car." We're picking up on your sarcasm, Casey. And while car trouble sounds like tons of fun, we've got great deals from KBB.com's most trusted brand in America. Plus, the Honda Accord and Civic both come standard with Bluetooth hands-free link and a rear-view camera. So hurry in. Once you get one, you might be like, "Great, now I have to be all entertained and confident while I'm driving." Hashtag sarcasm.
Want a new car? Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
See your Central Texas Honda dealers online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. The Bluetooth wordmark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SIG, Inc., and any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. See dealer for financing details.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You know, we always give you lists of cars coming up in the next half hour, the most embarrassing cars to drive. The most embarrassing cars to drive, just so you know.
I know a good one.
Okay, we'll do that in the next half hour. In the meantime, is your child a future entrepreneur? Well, if he or she is a troublemaker, there's a good chance that they are. A study followed 1,000 kids for 40 years and found that those who were classified as troublemakers grew up with a knack for business. That risk-taking in the youth set them up for